Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. It's Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my two-part interview with a good friend of our ministry, Karen Purvis. Now, if you missed yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up, because we've been talking about Karen's book, Gratitude Prompts. And she was on our podcast back in January of 2019, episodes 430 and 431. So you can go back and listen to that interview as well. But she has been just a fabulous guest. She's been giving us a lot of tips about gratitude and, you know, living by faith. Now today we're going to start off by asking her, you know, how you can get a double dose of gratitude. Hallelujah. That sounds good to me. I could use that. But let's jump right back into the interview now with Karen Purvis.
You also talk about how a person can get a double dose of gratitude by actually doing something for someone else, right? How does that work?
So that's kindness, right? And kindness is sort of, I don't know, it's quite interesting coming back to the UK, because the UK is naturally kind. Although I noticed when I first came back, there was less kindness in around, and that Brexit had eroded that quality. I'm hoping now that, you know, that it will naturally be repaired. When you're kind to someone, when you see someone and you can be kind, now, what does that mean? You could give someone a compliment. Uh-huh. You could see that they were struggling with a trolley in the supermarket, or they couldn't reach a product on the shelf, and you could just say, "Would you like me to get that for you?" That's being kind.
Okay.
There's, like, in your car, if you see someone waiting to cross the road, you could just pause and let them cross the road. Mm-hmm. That caused me a lot of grief in Australia. People don't do that, but I mean, to me, that was in the UK, people do that all the time, whereas in Australia they didn't do that. And so I would get beat at whenever I stopped to let, you know, a woman with a pushchair, like a with kids and a dog, to cross the road. Now, you know, this wasn't sort of 200 people to cross the road. This was one woman with her pushchair and a dog to cross the road. And that's, you know, once you're, and this is about great, so you're looking through your eyes. You're not thinking about, just thinking all the time and having that internal dialogue about, you know, what so-and-so said yesterday and how you showed up yesterday. So a bit about gratitude actually gets you to be in the moment. So when you are in that moment, when you're driving along, you can see that woman wanting to cross the road, and you see her in enough time to be able to slow down and stop so that she can cross the road. So mm-hmm. that's one element. Now, when you do that and the person crosses the road and she smiles and waves because she is so grateful that you did that, because she'd been standing there for 10 minutes, but you didn't know that. It's that smile and that wave comes back at you.
Amen.
Which is a whole big dollop of love, of which you can be. You can sort of go, "Oh no, I don't want to receive that love." But most of the time, you go, "Wow, look at that! That was fantastic." Amen. And that is your two dollops.
Amen.
So, you know, this is the old thing. You know, you sow, and then you reap.
Amen.
But sometimes you might sow to someone, but you may not reap from them. You might reap in other ways. Mm-hmm. So I always give money to, yesterday I was walking along the main road, and there was a man selling a magazine. He was homeless and he was selling the big issue. And I said to him, "Look, here's a pound. I don't want to buy the big issue. this is just a pound to help you along. And he said, thank you. But if he didn't say thank you, that was okay too. Because I know now that something else will happen where I will get the big dollop of love. Something else will happen. That's the way the universe works. That if you don't, you know, once you expect it, so if you give to that person and you expect to receive from that person, that's when it goes awry, because you're not giving freely. You're giving in order to receive, and that it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work then. You just give, and you just keep on giving, and then dollops will arrive from left field mostly.
Amen. And you encourage people to keep a journal of all these things, right?
Yeah, because when you're, so, you know, it's all very nice thinking that once you've got gratitude, you know, nothing horrible will happen. Well, you know, sorry to tell you, but life does turn up horrible things. So when you're having a down day, you can go back and you can read some of your old entries. And it's just magical because you are transported back to that time. And it doesn't matter whether the time that you open up at random is a time of sadness, because, and you read about whatever you've written, you know, and you can tell that if you weren't in a good place by what you're grateful for. Then you can then start writing about how grateful you are for all the baby steps that you've done from that entry to this to today.
Yeah, amen.
Because we are continually, even if we aren't consciously taking baby steps, we are taking baby steps every day. Every day we're taking baby steps. Sometimes they may be going backwards. Sometimes they may be going in circles, and sometimes they may be going forwards. And we can choose what we're doing with these baby steps.
Amen. Amen.
And that we can see that with our journal.
And that segues right into your book, Gratitude Prompts. How was that?
That's right. So when people say to me, oh, and this happened to me, you know, when I first met gratitude, people would say, and I read this book and it said, well, you just write 5 things a day that you're grateful for, and your whole life will be transformed. Well, I wrote 5 things a day, and I wrote 5 things a day, and I wrote 5 more things a day, and my life wasn't transforming.
Yeah.
So I thought, there's got to be more to this. And that's where the book came from, in as much that you can open it up at random. There are 65 topics, and you can open up at random and you can read. There's usually a page and a bit of a story or some information, and then there are some suggested actions. And what I've noticed, because I have, in the book tour, I asked people to choose a number between 1 and 65, and I would read out that topic. And whenever I did that, usually I did it, I actually read 3 to 5, depending on how many people were in the audience and how long they wanted to stay. I read between 3 and 5 passages out of the book. And most of the time, nearly every time, people went, oh, wow. I was just thinking about, I really need to look at that aspect of my life. And that's the spooky bit about it. I think it is spooky. You know, I just wrote it. I didn't sort of think about, oh my goodness, you know, people are going to be, it's going to really mean something, you know. The dots weren't joined up for me. I was writing it. And it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting how it works.
Amen.
And even now, I leave a book for my homeowners, or sometimes they pay for a book, they buy a book or two. And I had a guy and he said, oh, let me open the book. And he opened the book and he closed the book again very quickly. And I went, oh, what's the matter? Because I thought, oh no, he's got death, or he's got, he's got one of those really tough ones. And he went, oh no, I had friends. And he said, I'm actually having trouble with friends at the moment. So you can't tell that you might think that a topic is quite friendly, but actually, you know, we all have our crosses, and yeah. You know, and it can be hair or love or sun or the clouds. You know, there'll be something that will be meaningful to us.
Amen. What kind of feedback have you received from the book? I mean, you know, as far as like on your book tour and writing you and things like that.
So when I encouraged people to write to me if they wanted to on the book tour, I said, you know, if the book has made a difference, you know, just drop me a line, and there's an email address in the book. And, there have been some amazing emails I have received where this woman and her husband have changed their whole life plan. So they were thinking that they would have to go and move into the city. They had a small holding, and they thought that as they were getting older, they would have to move. And they didn't want to move. That they thought, oh, well, we'll have to listen to our kids, and they want us to move, and they were compromising. And of course, you know what happens with compromises. You know, happiness is not gained with compromise.
Amen.
And she said, do you know, having spent time with you at the author talk, and then taking home and what we did, my husband and I, before dinner, we would read a topic and then we would talk about the topic. And she said, we did that for 2 weeks, and now we've got so much to be grateful for you, because we're now going to sell our main, we're going to subdivide our main, our small holding. We're going to build a house that will service, that will be okay for us. So it'll be all on one level. Yeah. And we'll live there for the rest of our days, and we'll sell the rest of the small holding. Mm-hmm. And she said, we would never have done that without you and your book.
Amen. Amen. How has all this helped you in your gratitude journey?
I'm just brimming over with love the whole time. Like, it never ceases to amaze me.
Amen.
Life never ceases to amaze me. What I do notice, that I'm more adept at seeing people who are not grateful. Because they show up to me very clearly. And so I just sort of do a little bypass of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. Someone who's entitled, I had a conversation with someone a couple of weeks ago, and she was saying that these people had let her down, and she said they told me the only reason that they didn't give me a reason, she said. I said, oh, what did they say? And she said, due to unseen circumstances. And I said, well, that's the reason. She said, no, it's not a reason. And then I realized that she felt that she was entitled to know exactly what was going on.
Mm.
And so once you're entitled, you're closed down to seeing you know, the surprises that life has. You know, they told her that due to unseen circumstances that mm-hmm. they were not able to fulfill their promise.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's okay.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. How does someone use your book? I mean, is there a calendar? Do they go front to back? How do they use your book to record their gratitude prompts?
I encourage people to go and get their own book. They get their journal. But you don't have the journal. The journal's not part of the book. Otherwise, it'd be too big.
Okay.
Because I found that when I was doing my own journals, I would get joy at going down to the bookstore or the stationery shop and choosing a book, an exercise book, to write my and to me that's part of the practice of. And so sometimes I would actually, and it would depend on how much cash I had, you know, I would buy a very nice book that had really, I mean, I'm a girl, so I really like stationery. And so I really like particular feeling paper and things like that. So I would go down to the shop and find the books that had the really nice paper. And sometimes I would have to downsize a bit because I didn't have that cash at that time. And that's okay too. But that's part of it. That's all part of it, because when you write in your gratitude, you've got to feel, it's all part of that sensuous feeling. If the pen you're using is, you know, it fills you with joy, then you're going to write a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Now, there's other journals out there as well. What makes your book different from them?
Well, because it goes through topics, it has 65 topics, and it gets you to think about everyday things. So it can get you to think about, so furniture is one. So you can be grateful for, I'm sitting on a chair, you're sitting on a chair. We can be grateful for the fact that we've got the internet, that we can actually be, you know, many thousands of miles away. But because we're using this stuff all the time, we may not necessarily be grateful for it. And so that's what the book does. So it gets you to slow down. So on that topic, so you choose a topic, you just open it up at random and you choose a topic. Now, sometimes you might get a topic more than once.
Mm-hmm.
That means you've got more thinking to do on that topic.
Amen.
You know,
out of the 65 topics, give us some examples.
Well, there's clouds. So on nature, there's clouds and flowers and sunshine. There's trees. There's rain, there's the sea, there's the beach, there's the sand, right? So they're all the nature type topics. Then there's your body. So you've got a topic of your body. You've got your hair. You've got a bit more spiritual things like kindness and generosity and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You've got injustice is there, debt is in there, because we're all, you know, debt is common.
Yeah.
We've got grief, death, grief. We've got just sort of thinking about, we've got appreciation, love, fear.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We've got weather. I'm just thinking, we've got sleep. So there are so many different, like they're very broad. So each topic is very small, but it covers a broad spectrum. And I always say there'll be some topics that you'll never, ever read. And yet when you give it to your friend, when you give the book to your friend and she comes back or he comes back and says, oh, my God, what do you reckon about, or whatever topic it is, like fear, for instance. And you think, well, gee, I've never come across the fear topic.
Amen.
You know? And so that's the thing. So even though that you might think, well, 65 topics, that's just over a year. If I choose a topic a day, you know, one topic a week, But it doesn't work that way, because you may never choose a topic, one topic.
Amen. Amen. Now, if I remember correctly, you also started a podcast. Is that right?
I did indeed. And unfortunately, that's not carried on. I did start it, and I had some, and it was about interviewing people who I'd come across, the ordinary people that I'd come across who had done extraordinary things.
Okay.
And really, the extraordinary was living their life to the full, was overcoming obstacles for them to be able to live fully.
Okay.
And I thought it would be a great podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed quite a few people, and there were, the only thing is it's fizzled out because the people, I would interview people about, they knew what it was about, right? So ordinary people doing extraordinary things to live an extraordinary life. And yet too often people would come back to me a couple of days later and said, I don't want the content. I don't want what we talked about to be aired.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I just thought, oh, okay. And so it sort of, and then when I was traveling all the time, it became harder to find people to be with them long enough to get them to understand what the podcast was about. Okay. So I did, it lasted about 9 months. So I did a reasonable number of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
With people, and I was amazed. You know, people who I knew in Australia for, you know, sort of 3 years, then when I got them on the podcast, you're like, I was just like, I was shocked how what had happened in their lives, because we just don't, in a normal conversation, we don't go and drill down. Okay, what was the worst thing that happened to you in your life, and how did you overcome it? I don't go around asking that question. Maybe I should, but I don't. I don't go around asking that question. But this in the podcast, I did, and then what I wanted the listener to hear was that sometimes, and most times, it took a few years to really overcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd go through the first iteration and you'd think, oh, yeah, okay, I've sorted that. And then something else would happen, and then you'd realize you were re-looking at the same issue from a slightly different angle. And that's what life's about.
Amen. Amen.
That's really what life's about. And now what I do is, instead of doing a podcast, I actually answer questions on Quora.
Okay.
And for some reason, I started on Quora talking about aging, which is one of my pet topics. And but I actually spend most of my time, and I don't know how it's happened, answering questions of people in their 20s and 30s who are lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to my friends who are my age, and I say, you know, when you were in your 20s and 30s, were you lost, or were you, I mean, I was invincible. As far as I was concerned, the world was my oyster, and I was just going to go and experience everything.
Uh-huh.
And the people of my age, of give or take, didn't sort of go at life with such gusto as I did. But they were they weren't lost. They were out to make something of their lives. And I do wonder what we've done to young people.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, and I mean we, being society.
Right. Yeah.
What have we done for these young adults to think that if they haven't made it by the time they're 30, it's too late? I mean, that is just shocking.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Well, Karen, how can someone get a copy of your book?
It's on Amazon. And it's on, actually, it's on all of the online bookstores. And if you type in gratitude prompts with my name, Karen Purves, with P-U-R-V-E-S, it will come up.
Amen.
I'm hoping that you've got a link there in the show notes.
Yeah, I'll be putting a link down below. Yeah.
But if you just type in gratitude prompts and my name, that will get you. So it doesn't matter whether you're on Barnes and Noble or Amazon or anything. It's still, I've actually used a global distributor. So it means that it doesn't get distributed within 24 hours. Amazon puts a penalty on it because I've done it the way I've done it. So Amazon penalizes me by not allowing people to get it within 24 hours.
I'm not going to go into that.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. So if you don't mind, waiting, or you could probably find, because actually I get them within, when I order my books, I get them within sort of 36 hours.
Yeah.
So, it's a penalty that Amazon puts on authors who don't use their process.
Amen. Well, Karen, it's been great catching up with you again. And if someone wanted to get more information on you, your book, your coaching, et cetera, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
Well, all of the social media, if you just type in Karen Purves is one in one word, you will actually find me. Okay. And so I'm on Twitter as Karen Purves. I'm on Facebook as Karen Purves. I've got a Facebook page, Abundance with Gratitude. But you can, if you type in Karen Purves, you will find umpteen ways of actually contacting me. And amen. I always respond to, private messages that, come by.
Amen. And you have a website as well, correct?
I do have a website. It's at KarenPurvis.com.
There you go. Amen. Amen. I'll put links to all that down below. Folks, you have seen all the so-called experts teaching about gratitude, doing 30 days of this or posting 30 days of that. But Karen Purves lives gratitude, and she's written an excellent book on the subject that will guide you through the process and prompt you to think about the little things that you should be grateful for, hence the name. Gratitude prompts. Amen. So you need to get this book. In fact, you need to get two copies, one for you and one to pass along to a friend. Remember, random acts of kindness, according to Karen, will benefit you twice over. Praise the Lord. Whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap. So if you want to reap gratitude, give someone a book on gratitude and plant that seed that will produce a harvest of gratitude back into your life. Amen. Karen, thank you again for coming back on the program today. I do appreciate it.
No, that's great. It's been great to talk to you, even though you did ask me some really hard questions.
Amen. Well, folks, go down in the links down below, and while you're thinking about it, do it right now. Don't let the devil try to tell you to do it later. Don't listen to him. Listen to me. Okay, listen, Pastor Bob. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Praise God. For Karen Purves and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.